cones.
I have no idea.
Bristles?
Bristles?
Oh. Okay. The big teeth that a hog has in front are called?
I have no idea.
Tusks?
Tusks. I think more in terms of elephants.
Okay. In an elephant, you would call those?
Tusks.
Okay. The thing that you put the food in for a hog is called a?
Law. I don't know.
Trough?
Trough.
Okay. And if you have two of those, you call them, you say you have two?
Troughs.
Okay. Let me see. If you've got a lot of stock, if you were on a farm, and when they were getting hungry, you'd have to go out and what?
Buy.
When they were hungry, you'd have to go out and?
Purchase, buy.
Yeah, but in order so that.
Oh, you're talking about the hogs now.
Yeah.
And if they were hungry, you would have to go out and kill or slaughter.
Yeah, but they're hungry, and you want to make them not hungry anymore.
Oh, you're talking about the hogs, feeding the hogs.
Yeah.
Feed.
Okay. Let me see. You keep chickens in a what?
Pen.
Yeah, okay.
Chicken coop.
Chicken coop, okay. You have more than one chicken coop, you call that? You have two?
Coops.
Okay. The inside part of a hog that you eat is called?
The inside part of a hog.
Yeah. That you eat.
Chitlins.
Okay. Let me see, what do you put your foot in when you're riding a horse?
Hoof, isn't it?
Yeah, well, what do you put, if you got a saddle and then you get up on the saddle and you put your foot in the what?
Bridle? What is the I don't know.
You're never going to make it as a cowboy.
What do you?
In the stirrups?
Stirrups,
Would you say stirrups or stirrups?
Stirrups, S-T-I-R-R-U-P-S, right?
Okay. If you've been traveling for a while and you still haven't finished your trip, you might say that before it gets dark, you have a long, what,
journey? Would you repeat the question I did the first part?
Okay, if you've been traveling, if you've been on a trip and you still have a long way, or if you haven't finished your trip yet, okay, you might say that before it gets dark, you have a long
journey.
Okay. Let me see. If you fell, if you were standing like this and you fell this way, you'd say you fell
backwards.
Okay. And if you fell that way, it would be
forward.
Okay. There's more of these farm questions here. When a plow goes along, it cuts little trenches in the ground. Those are called what?
I don't know.
Okay. Furrows?
Furrows, I haven't heard of it.
Okay. If you have a big yield on a farm, you say you have a big
harvest.
Okay. And then what you harvest, the thing you harvest is called a
crop.
Okay. Let me see. And if you're talking about several of those, you'd say the what?
Crops.
Okay. If you get rid of all the brush and the trees on some land, you'd say you did what to the land?
Cleared.
Okay. If you're talking about the amount of wheat somebody got out of or was able to raise on a particular piece of land, you'd say he raised 40 what of wheat?
Barrels.
Barrels, okay. Or how would you normally measure wheat? Not in barrels, but in?
Bushels.
Okay.
Bushels.
Okay. you would say 40 bushels and not 40 bushel. Is that?
40 bushels.
Okay. What do you have to do with the oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
I didn't know you separated oats from grains. Weed it.
Okay.
It.
Thrash it.
Thrash it, okay.
Okay. Okay. if you're talking about someone who does it for a living, you'd say every day he what?
Threshes.
Okay. Now, would you, when you're talking about oats, would you think in the, in terms of saying oats? Somebody asked you that question. Would you say oats is thrashed or oats are thrashed? You'd say
oats are thrashed.
Okay. Let me see. If something belongs to me, you would say it's what?
It's mine.
Okay. And if it belongs to you, it's
yours.
And if it belongs to both of us,
ours.